Hello and welcome to Parking Thought. I'm Jacob and I'm glad you're here today. In this episode, we're going to be talking about a book. It's a book I read a while ago. This one's written by Salman Khan, actually, and it's called One World Schoolhouse, or The One World Schoolhouse. Now, for those of you who aren't aware, Sal Khan actually started the now famous website Khan Academy. And what happened is it was a series of interesting circumstances that got him to start the website. He was assisting a family member, a cousin of his, with some basic math, right? And YouTube had come out. And he was using YouTube to be able to post the videos of here's how you do this. And, you know, that became popular enough that Bill Gates ended up using it with his kids because it was recommended. And over time, he realized that he was sitting on an opportunity that the world had changed. And we had the ability to learn things outside of the formal educational structure. Now, COVID-19 has had an interesting effect on a lot of different people, and education is no different. So if you're looking for a space to go and learn math or to have your kids learn math, they probably already know, go to Khan Academy and be able to learn, you know, some of the math things that are there, but they've also branched out to lots of other subjects. They partnered with Pixar to be able to learn a lot about how videos are made. They've got, you know, learning how to do some basic coding, and it's JavaScript, right? It's not rocket science. It's not C. It's not, you know, some of the other languages that are out there, but it's a good start. It's a really good place to learn, and it's a good place for being curious and going back and learning the things that you missed. When we're in that process of learning, we often feel like maybe we're just not smart or we're not intelligent enough to solve whatever it is in front of us. And that feeling can become overwhelming and it can keep us from wanting to learn. The nice thing about this sort of education model is that you can actually learn at your own pace. You can go back and rewind, you can pause things, you can watch them more than once, because sometimes it takes a while to do that. And it's not because you're dumb, that's not the case at all. It's because your learning journey is different and my learning journey is different. And one of the things I've really appreciated is COVID has disrupted a lot of things, is it's caused people to go back and look at how our learning journeys are structured inside of the education system. And maybe take a look at whether or not that's the right system for everyone. I mean, remember a telephone, what it looked like 100 years ago, well, it didn't exist, right? A classroom 100 years ago looks almost the same as it does now. Now, people haven't evolved a whole lot in 100 years, but the way we interact with our world and our world has. And some things are tried and true and ought to remain the same. Church looks an awful lot the same, like a church did, like a church did, like a church did. There are other parts of it that don't. You know, my church has been around for over 100 years. And, you know, we do a general conference, right? We get all the church members together for a conference where we listen to the leaders of our church. And that used to be done in person in Salt Lake City. And now it's done over the internet. It's broadcast from Salt Lake City. Has been before COVID. It has been for years. I mean, 30 plus years they've been doing this. Now, predating the internet, they use satellites. And so that way people can learn in a space and in a way without having to physically be there. So when it comes to our public education, there's lots of opportunities for improvement. But I'm really grateful right now we're at least asking good questions. What parts should change? What should they look like? What can we leverage the technology we have available? Good, smart people have looked at answering that question. And Sal Khan didn't find himself wanting to be in the education space. He happened to have been there, and he chose to make a difference in his life. It's worth reading the book. It tells the story a lot better than I did about how he got there and how he was able to build Khan Academy into what it is today. And now, thanks to COVID, millions upon millions of students are continuing to learn, continuing to program the way their brains work through a website that started as an accident, trying to help out a family member. What great things are we going to see come out of this? The challenges that we face and the consequences of them. There's been some great stories of great businesses that came out of the last recession. What will be the stories, the hero stories, that come out of this one? They're out there. They're being written right now, and they're coming. And it's exciting to look and notice and celebrate and help people along the way. So that's it for this edition of Parking Thought. If you liked it, share it with somebody that you know. And if you want to subscribe, you can hit us up over on YouTube or hit the like and subscribe button there and the bell. Now, if you want to have all the subscribe links curated right for you, head on over to parkingthought.com. We've got those ready for you right there. And finally, in a world where you can choose to be anything, why not choose to be grateful?